There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 19th edition. I hope everybody had a good Wednesday. Fun little split slate action, but we have a not so fun split slate action on Thursday. We have a 3-game early slate. No rain in sight for now, but it's going to be cold again in Chicago. We'll see what they do. I'm thinking they'll play, but it's pretty ugly. They got a 5-game main slate. Look at the totals real quick on the day. You got Baltimore, Detroit at 9. Waiting on the Cubs cards because of the weather. Then Astros Mariners at 8.5. The Jays Yankees game, another 30 minutes too early for DraftKings game. So that won't be on the slate, which would be nice. Then you got Pirates Phillies 7.5. Mets Braves 9. Marlins Brewers 8.5. Giants D-backs 8.5. Red Sox Angels 8.5. You know, we've had those nice low totals for a while. 8.5 or above in 4 of your 5 night games with the 7.5 sprinkled in. Then 8.5 and a 9 and a to be determined on the day. So we have some sketchy pitching to say the best. I'm not going to go deep into the 3-game slate. Basically, Charlie Morton's your top guy at 11-6. Really good spot. The M strike out about 22% of the time. Big ground ball guy, big K guy. You see what Morton's done. It's been great. But outside of that, pitching's pathetic. Maybe Luke Weaver if the Cubs game gets in. Or you got to roll the dice between Zimmerman or Cobb. I'd go Zimmerman just because he's at home and he's shown a couple decent starts here and there, but overall, real crappy. You could always go middle relievers. Say you want to get weird and you take a middle reliever for Baltimore or Detroit and go from that. But I'd target Lester if you want to be a little different. I mentioned it on yesterday's pod. The Cardinals really good versus Lester, so I like that quite a bit. And then, you know, pick your poisons elsewhere. But it's a really, really rough slate. So I wouldn't go too deep into it. But the 5-game main slate, it's okay. Weather doesn't like any chances of rain or cancellations. But we have wind blowing in pretty hard from left field in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Wind blowing out to center in the Mets and Atlanta. And then if they leave the roof open in Arizona, it's going to be warm and winds blowing out hard to right. So that can make things a little interesting in Arizona if they choose to do so. I'm pretty sure Greinke usually likes to leave it closed, but you never know. Might happen. But let's look at your pitching on this 5-game main slate. You got Jameson Taillon at 11-1 leading things off at the Philadelphia Phillies. Taillon's been just outstanding. He's got a .890 ERA with a .69 whip, 18 Ks in his 20.1 innings of work. His last start out was at Miami. He got 13.3 points. The previous two starts outstanding at home. So maybe it's a home-road thing. We shall see. It's another road start at Philadelphia. Again, wind blowing it hard from left in that matchup. But this is an intriguing one because Philly strikes out almost 27% of the time. That's something you definitely want to target. Taillon's been getting 21.5% of his Ks. And then almost a 49% ground ball rate. So very good looking stats there when you're looking at Taillon. But the Phillies have a 3.83 team total at the moment. Lefties 329, righties 310. So you're paying a hefty price tag for a guy that's going to have to get it done out there. Not saying he can't do it. We saw the Braves just shut down the Phillies for 3 games in Atlanta in a great hitter's ballpark. So it's very, very possible. He's a great, great option tonight if you want to go that route. I don't hate it at all. Up top, he's one of the top options for me. Next up, you got Zach Greinke at 10-6. Greinke's off to a roller coaster ride of a season. He seemed to do this last year as well, but 20.1 his last time out. Got beat up at St. Louis, but then at Colorado, 25.8. So his two starts against the interdivision, he's got 20-plus points. Now he's facing a Giants team that's got shut down by Robbie Ray, got shut down by Corbin, almost no hit. And now you got Zach Greinke, who's one of the better pitchers career-wise in baseball. Giants team striking out 25% of the time. Greinke striking out 27%. A great swinging strike rate, great ground ball rate, so on and so forth. He has given up some large contact, 35% hard contact rate. But the Giants are just bad. A 3.84 team total. Lefties 286, righties 287. I actually prefer Greinke over Taillon. I'm going to target these Giants right now until they get going again. And maybe they get going today. You never know. But I'll definitely have some Greinke at 10-6. Now you look into a guy like Chase Anderson at 9,500 at the Miami Marlins. Again, targeting the Miami Marlins. Actually, they're at home against the Miami Marlins. But this is something you really want to look at. His last start out at the Mets, 23.3. Got beat up at home against Chicago, beat up at home against St. Louis, and at San Diego pitched great. So his two home starts have been very, very dreadful. They weren't this bad last year, that's for sure. But he's been beat up at home. He gets a Miami team that strikes out 25% of the time. So as you know by now, I'd hope that we're looking for strikeout guys, especially when you're spending up. You want, like, if they give up a run or two, you want them to be able to get it back with the K's. And you can do that. Miami's tied for the lowest total on the slate, a little less than 3.7. Lefties 261, righties 302. So Chase Anderson at 9,500, very much in play. The hitter's ballpark kind of worries you a tad, but he's definitely worth the look. So at this 95 and above range, you got Greinke 1, Chase Anderson 2, Taillon 3. The only other two guys I'm looking at really on this slate, and given we have 10 pitchers total, so I'm giving you 5. Jake Arrieta, almost primarily because he's $7,600 for Jake Arrieta. That's cheap, given he's only gotten 11.6 and 12 DraftKings points. He got to 88 pitches his last time out, and 19 ground balls and 2 fly balls. He only had 1K, and that's what killed him because he pitched really well. Almost 6 2/3, 7 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, but 1K. That's why he got 11.6. But he's going to go up against the Pirates team. He's at home in Philly, and he's making against a Pirates team only strikes out 17.5% of the time, so that is a bit worrisome. He's got, like I said, ground balls working. His overall K rate's not bad at all, and the Pirates are tied with the Marlins for the lowest total on the slate. Lefties 357, righties 264. When we get into BVP, there has been some success for Arrieta when he was at the Cubs, so there's a slight concern there. But Arrieta could be just price per dollar wise, $7,600. We know he can outperform that big time. And then last but not least in this range, you got Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox, $7,300 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, coming off a phenomenal start against the Baltimore Orioles. His first start was a short one because he got to 92 pitches really, really quick, 3 2/3 against Tampa. Still got 12.1 because he struck out 7. Well, his last start against Baltimore, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks for 27.3. He's definitely got strikeout stuff. He's facing an Angels team that usually doesn't strike out a ton in years past. And this year's only striking out 18.3% of the time. But you look at his 26.4% K rate and his low hard contact rate. It's something that definitely catches your eye at $7,300. The Angels have a 4.24 total. It's on the lower half of the slate. And he's got reverse splits. Lefties 333, righties 311. So Eduardo Rodriguez definitely in play for me tonight on this short slate. So when you look at the bottom tier pitching, I got Rodriguez 1, Arrieta 2. So the five pitchers we're looking at, the top, up top, Greinke, Anderson, and Taillon. Down below, Erod and Jake Arrieta. That's about it when it comes to the pitching. Let's go check a look at your bats on this five-game slate at the catcher's position. If you're not using Anderson, like JT Realmuto at 3,500, he's back, had a big first game when he returned, so he is in play for you. You know, this is going to be one of those slates where it's kind of going to be chalk. I have a feeling certain spots. Like Kurt Suzuki at 2,800 versus Matt Harvey. I like that quite a bit. When you look at the Braves, their team total is 4.5. It's like the fifth highest on the slate. Lefties 421, righties 335 versus Matt Harvey. So Suzuki at 28 definitely could be in play for you tonight. If you're not using Erod, Maldonado at 27 does hit lefties well, so keep him in mind. Jacob Nottingham, if he gets the start for Milwaukee, could be an intriguing play from the right side of the plate at $2,500. Good rookie prospect that hits the ball pretty good. In that one, Jose Lobaton, 2,400 for the Mets versus Wiesler. Wiesler's not a good pitcher, and that's why he's been up and down in the minors his whole career. So the Mets bats could definitely be one to take advantage of, and a Lobaton at 2,400 could be that play. If Jeff Mathis gets a start, he usually catches Greinke. And with lefty Ty Block on the mound, Mathis is 2,200. He's not great by any means, but that's some serious cash relief at the catcher's position. First base, you got Goldie at 5K versus Ty Block. That's a pretty darn good one for you there. And you got guys like Eric Thames, but it's lefty-lefty, so keep that limited. But Hanley Ramirez is hitting everything right now. He's 4,600. You go down to like guys like Josh Bell. He's got good history versus Arrieta at 38. Don't mind that at all as an option. Belt went deep last night, thank goodness. But Adrian Gonzalez, 3,400 versus Whistler. He is in play as well. I like that quite a bit. Mitch Moreland, he had a decent game last night for Boston. A really decent game. 3-for-4, 2 runs, a homer, 4 RBIs, 30 DraftKings points. His game logs when he plays 32, 15, 9, 8, 7, 9. He's been playing really, really well. So if Moreland cracks the lineup at $3,200, he could be worth a cheaper option for you. Other than that, check your lineups. I don't think it'll be too much cheaper at the first base position. Second base, you got Zach Cozart at 44. He's worth a look. But Ozzie Albies at 43 is outstanding versus Harvey. Ian Kinsler at 41 is intriguing versus E-Rod. Asdrubal Cabrera is another great one at 4K versus Wiesler. So that's Atlanta-New York game is definitely going to be a target. If you're not using Taillon or if you want a couple one-offs, Cesar Hernandez at 39. Don't hate that one at all. The farther down you look, like a kid to know. Chris Owings, second base outfield at 3,200 versus Ty Block. I like that for some serious value for the D-backs. They're at 4.66 total, third highest on the slate. Lefties 2.62, righties 3.52 versus Ty Block. So Chris Owings at 32 is definitely in play in this one. Good value there. So if you want to pay up, say, Taillon and Greinke, or one of the three between Greinke, Taillon, and Anderson, there's definitely some salary relief with some big boy upside if you need to go. Like Hernan Perez, second base outfield eligible from Milwaukee. He's 3K versus the lefty Peters of Miami. I like that quite a bit. You know, Perez is up and down. He's not off to a good start at all. He's hitting a .189 right now. Milwaukee's got the highest total at 4.8. Lefty's 4.19. Righty's 3.41 versus Dylan Peters. So Milwaukee could have a field day against this kid who has gotten beat up over and over again this season. Let's take it to the third base position and see what we have for you here. We kick it off with Zachy Cozart again at 44. Travis Shaw, yeah, we saw the lefties are hitting him. Peters really well, but it's not my ideal play with Shaw, but 43 is there. Frazier at 41, definitely in play. Todd Frazier against Whistler. Frazier's just crushing the baseball. Yeah, Kingery got robbed of a home run last night. He's 4K versus Taillon. So keep him in mind, but one of the better priced plays, one of the most hot, like the hottest hitter, one of the hottest hitters in Boston, because they're all hitting hot, is Rafael Devers at 3,700 versus Nick Trapiano. Devers hit a grand slam last night, 25 points, 17 points in his last two as he's homered in back-to-back games in L.A. So keep Devers at 37 on your mind. After Devers, we look at guys like Brian Anderson. If you're not using Chase Hunter, Brian Anderson for Miami at 3,300. He could be a nice cheap play. Colin Moran at 33 is another cheapie. You could look at Evan Longoria is crushing it. It's mainly those lefties, not righties, but still 3K. Ryan Flaherty, he had a big home run off Vinny Velasquez. He actually had a 3-run homer. He's 3K versus Matt Harvey. So that's a nice cheap play if you're looking that direction. Daniel Descalso, second base, third base, but you're not looking there so much. Zui Lin of Boston's 2,900 if you need a cheap third base or shortstop. And then if you want a $2,600 third baseman, he cracks the lineup for the D-backs, Devin Marrero. Super cheap. He's got some power from the right side of the plate. So another cheapie if you're looking that route. Shortstop, Kingery again at 4K. Anorthan Simmons at 3,600 does hit lefties really, really well, so that could be a nice play there. On a short slate like this, don't be afraid to hit like one, maybe two batters at the most, I'd say, versus your same pitcher. Like if you use Eduardo Rodriguez, you want him for the Ks, but you're expecting him to give up a run or two, it's okay to use a guy. I don't like doing it, but on a small slate, it's not the worst thing. Or pick a game you think is going to be a pitcher's duel. Say you think Philly and Pittsburgh is going to be tight, put Morton and Arrieta in your lineup, and then take bats everywhere else. You could do stuff like that too to kind of change things up a bit. So we left off with Andrelton Simmons. You got Dansby Swanson at 33. I went deep again yesterday. Nick Ahmed, interesting play at 3K versus Time Block. So Arizona's really cheap for facing Time Block. I'll be quite honest with you there. Ahmed Rosario, 3K is not bad either. Brandon Crawford at 29. Orlando Arcia at 29. These are all nice cheapies. Miguel Rojas with 28 versus Chase Anderson's actually having a decent year at that price. That's the guy we used to use last year at 2,200 a lot. He might be our sub 3K shortstop darling pretty soon. Like last year, we had a few. 10 to the outfield. You got Mookie Betts, of course. You got Mike Trout, of course. Great plays. Michael Conforto's really solid against Whistler at 48. AJ Pollock crushes lefties at 47. I wouldn't be shocked if Pollock went Ding Dong City tonight. That's a great, great play there. You got Gregory Polanco at 46. Not too shabby as well. You go down farther. JD Martinez, I told you I loved him yesterday. 27 DraftKings points. Went deep. Had a big night. Justin Upton. The way I said JD Martinez yesterday, he hits lefties. Justin Upton's like third or fourth on that list. He hits them very, very well. So gets E-Rod at 45. And I like Eduardo Rodriguez a lot. I already said that. I'll probably, it wouldn't be a guy I wouldn't mind using. Lefties hit him at 333, righties 311, kind of a reverse splits guy. But don't be shocked if one of these big bats of Anaheim wake up on him. It is very, very possible. For like Yoenis Cespedes hit a grand slam yesterday. He's 4,200, a nice spot for him. Low Kane at 4K, I like a lot. He's another guy that hits lefties really well. Probably hitting at the top of that order against Dylan Peters is a good look. Corey Dickerson at 4K versus Arrieta, not a bad play. Jay Bruce at 39, like that quite a bit as well. Christian Yelich will be one of the lefties in Milwaukee. I don't hate at 3,800. First game back yesterday, really, really good game back. A couple knocks, a walk. He can hit lefties okay, so I don't hate that at all. Ender Inciarte and Odubel Herrera at both 3,500 in their matchups. Both really, really nice price tags. We laugh about Odubel. He's always priced low and produces, and he gets priced up, and he kind of poops the bed. Well, now he's back down to 3,500. Like, you look at it. So his last few games, it's pretty funny. He was 3,600, he got 6 points. 3,900, he got 17. 35, 5. But then he got to the 4K, and he got 3. He gets up to that 4K range, and he poops it. So he's back down to 35, so we're good. You're down a little farther. Again, Chris Owings at 32. He's second base outfield eligible like that. Markakis at 32 versus Matt Harvey. There's a lot of cheap. You can pretty much get all the bats you want. This is a night to leave money on the table. I'm already telling you that right now. Brandon Nimmo at 31. If he's leading off for the Mets, is a solid play. Adam Frazier, second base outfield eligible at 31, is intriguing. Mentioned Hernan Perez at 3K. Nick Williams is 3K versus Tyon. Derek Dietrich's only 2,900 versus Chase Anderson. That's way too cheap if you're not using Chase Anderson, of course. And then another punt I love. I used him last night. He got like 4 points, but still cheap. He's 2,800 bucks. Preston Tucker. He hit usually about 6 in that Braves lineup against Matt Harvey at 2,800 bucks. Way too cheap. So you can pretty much do whatever you want tonight. There's tons and tons and tons of options. So I'll wrap it up. There's your 5-game slate. Nice, short, sweet. Don't forget to check out Draft. Draft in your app store or draft.com. Great way to play fantasy sports, snake-style drafts. Take less than 5 minutes, get paid out the next day. All types of formats, head-to-head, 3-man, 6-man, 8-man, 10-man. All the sports are there. Golf kicked off today, or teed off, you should say. But they have hockey, basketball, baseball, football, tons and tons of fun. When you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports, and you get an entry into a free $3 tournament. So go check that out, Draft. Draft.com, Draft on your app store. Totally love it. But let's recap your pitching up top. You got Greinke, Anderson, Tyon in that order, and then E-Rod and Arrieta down below. Quick look at your BVP on this 5-game slate. If you're playing the early, actually, I'll cover the whole day. If you're playing early, there's a few to look at. Chris Davis, 5-for-9, 3 homers versus Jordan Zimmermann. As a team, the Orioles are getting 328 with 9 home runs off of Zim and 58 at-bats. I mentioned the Cardinals yesterday. Ozuna, 3-for-8 with a double and a homer. Jericho, 6-for-19, 2 homers. Yachty, 12-for-35, 3 doubles and a homer. DeJong, Pham, all taken in Lester deep. So I like the Cardinals a lot today, if you're playing it. Charlie Morton's been okay. Marco Gonzalez. I'd be targeting the Astros bats if you have to, but that's a giveaway. Can't play that little game there. Pittsburgh, Philly. Odubel Herrera, 3-for-5 with a homer off Tyon. That's about it. Corey Dickerson, 4-for-6, a double and a triple off of Arrieta. Josh Bell, 7-for-14, 2 doubles, 2 homers. San Rodriguez, 4-for-10 with a double and a homer. Gregory Polanco, 3 homers. As a team, in 185 at-bats, the Pirates have 10 home runs, hitting 276 versus Arrieta. But it's that price tag we're looking at, the $7,600 price tag. Kurt Suzuki, not a great average, but he's taken Harvey deep in his limited time against him. Justin Bour, four free of the double and a homer off Chase Anderson. Bour was pretty cheap. I don't hate that at all. Goldie's got a homer against Ty Block. Surprise, surprise. You got McCutcheon. He's hitting 267. He's 8 for 30 with four doubles, a triple, and a homer off of Zach Greinke. Hunter Pence taking him deep twice, but as a team hitting 240. And that'll pretty much do it for your BVP and your quick hits. Check us out at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. And check us out on the Slack chat. We're having a lot of fun there, getting more and more guys in there. The more we grow the community, the more you guys can help each other out. I'll be in there from time to time. I usually tweet out for the times I'm guaranteeing I'll be in there, and then I'll kind of be in and out throughout the day, but I still have work and other things I got to do. But it's a great little way for everybody to get together and talk, and you know, you hear things, or you have questions, or this, that, and the other. It's phenomenal. It's free. You just hit me up with your email address, or DM the Sports Degens. Give them their email address, and we will get you in the Slack chat. There's rooms for all sports. There's a general room. We talk DFS. We talk season-long. We just talk sports, whatever you guys want to talk about. Tons and tons of cool stuff. And we want to grow it, but we can't grow it without you guys. So spread the word. Get in there. It's a ton and ton of fun and free. Absolutely free, just like everything else we do at thesportsdegens.com. So check that out. Hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric with any questions you have. Francesco dropped this weekend's Italia Serie A picks, week 34 action. So get that ready to rock and roll. We got Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 60, dropped Tuesday night. Really, really fun stuff. We're getting going on that show. I got another Bench with Bubba out right now with Ron Rigney. Recorded it on Sunday. Really awesome stuff, talking fantasy baseball there. Recorded another one tonight with Max Freeze. Go check him out. But other than that, hope everybody has a good Thursday and enjoys the slate. Don't go too crazy as we have the weekend coming up. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, April 19th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.